This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking morning on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Well, let me tell you something. It's our grown-up gift list. Text to win on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells this hour in our statewide contest. Heather, you want to put down your phone and take part
Sorry,
in the contest?
Sorry, my people wow. are listening in Berlin. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Okay. This hour's keyword is red. R-E-D, red.
How do you spell that again?
R-E-D. Okay. Yes.
And what do people do, Heather?
They need to download that Civic Media app and find our station and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword red for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you can qualify to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
Once again, use the Civic Media app.
Oh,
text
yes.
the word red for your chance to win. That word is red, but it's spelled R-E-D. Your next chance is going to be after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on Matinair on Air. Make sure and text. We got to get as many texters as possible because we don't want to get beat by John and Gordy in Madison.
No, we did last
yeah,
year.
As you were like calling me out, I was texting red
give
as
me,
we
no,
were
give
sitting
me,
here.
Give me, okay. a little bit, give me a little bit of you back in the day in a Berlin radio station at, what, 19?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I was still this way.
Was it cow country back then or not yet?
No, it was still just WISS, your hometown station.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Right.
How weird is that? She actually worked for this,
company or this station.
I did, absolutely.
Give us a little bit. Wait, was it music?
Yeah, it was country music, but I mostly worked for the Brewer baseball games for Bob Uecker, like board hopping, just like learning. I didn't really like have that puking radio voice back then that everyone
John,
did. That they were always like,
give me a country.
This hour's keyword is red. R-E-D, red.
Good. Okay,
this
we
is
got
Heather
it.
Heil on 102.3, your hometown station.
When you do it now, though, and you're a female and you're a voice person, you got to do this. The keyword is red. R-E-D, red.
You can tell Todd's a veteran of radio wars.
I know. So good. So, so good.
So
good morning.
You got a cool event coming up. And there's two things I like about it.
We have to say this first.
Okay.
This is the coolest visor in the history of visors that I'm wearing.
Yeah,
I don't
is.
Wear them, but
it's
it looks
pretty
good
great.
On you. It does.
Yeah.
And you
thank
like
you.
Visors.
Yeah, so my significant other works for a local football team, and he shares his military gear with John to share with veterans.
He is one of the biggest supporters of military I've ever seen in my lifetime.
He really is.
You know what I think is the coolest thing in the world? Okay, he works for the Green Bay Packers.
He does.
He's got a corporate job at the Green Bay Packers.
He sure does.
He could just sit back and be, I work for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
But you know what he does on Friday nights? He goes out and like videotapes high school football games. I mean, I think that is cool.
Okay, one of the coolest things that I find in him and one that I love so very much is that he honestly understands that football starts in high school,
yeah.
and he is so supportive of those high school athletes and wants to give to them in any way, shape, or form. He's also with the Wisconsin Coaches Hall of Fame, so helping to recognize all of the coaches and the hard work that they do. So, yes, bravo to him for understanding that.
I think
that
that's really cool.
To get to the NFL, baby, you got to start him in high school.
I mean, Sunday afternoons, he's in the National Football League. On Friday nights, he's at a high school football
game.
He
sure is.
Love
it. Friday Night Live.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. So you have lots going on, Heather.
I do. So in my free time, I have an organization that I run. I am the president of the Bark and Blue Foundation, which is an organization that supports police canines in Brown and Outagamie counties.
And
because you don't have enough on your plate.
I right. know, right?
But I want and we love that organization. We've been to your events many times.
Sure.
But you've got, where you're having it, we've had him on our show.
Tom is awesome.
We really enjoy that. So mm-hmm. tell us about where the location is and what you're featuring.
Sure. So coming up this Thursday night, the Bark and Blue Foundation will be at Paradise North Distillery with Tom and the crew, Tom and Judy. And Paradise North is located over by the Green Bay Metro boat launch, over by South Bay, kind of in that area behind Smokies on the Bay.
Bay Beach, neck of the woods.
Correct. Tom and I had an event a few months back, and he was enamored with the police canines and said, hey, I'd really like to make a rum and vodka in their honor and then have the proceeds from that go to support the canine unit.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to be honest with you. Cool. We're not happy with him.
Why?
Well, so we had him in here.
Okay. With his great packaging.
It's beautiful. Even the market. Remember the...
He didn't give us any. I think it was... he didn't leave any samples.
He didn't leave any.
Oh, I can take care of that.
He's
new. It's all right. We'll fix that. That's fixable. That's no reason not to.
We were even talking about this. His logo's on the bottles. Awesome.
His branding.
His branding. Is, so yeah. I actually on our social medias have our branding of what this is. It's not bottled yet. Otherwise, I would have brought you some. Huh. But I did bring you one of the plush dogs. This is Maddie, who is with the Green Bay Police Department. She is their only female police canine, and she's got a lot of spunk.
Did you
to
see
her.
The video when I did this event for them?
When you took a bite.
Was it Neo?
Neo? Yep, Neo. Yep, and Neo is no longer with us, but Neo, yep. Mm-hmm.
How many canines do you have?
Total that we're serving, 17 that we have.
Oh, wow. So it's regional, though.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. De Pere. It's all, all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are great employees, aren't they?
They are so
dedicated,
wonderful to work
with. Overtime.
And they, lots of overtime.
It sounds funny.
They don't call it.
Somebody looks at the bottom line.
No grievances. Yeah. They're great.
Times,
we love them.
These canine teams spend more time, and the ones that we have right now are all male handlers, spend more time with their dog and training than they do with their families at some point. So, because that training is so imperative to making sure it's a safe situation when they're going on a call, because they don't want to deploy the dog. And it's also want to mention, some people these dogs love to work. Mm-hmm. And they are the only thing that they can retract Jim and John. So they can say, stop, I'm going to deploy the dog, and they can say, stop the dog at any point in time.
So the night, and you can look, it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Look up John Mino police dog or whatever you want.
It
destroyed me. Yeah. But anyway, so then afterwards, the guy was giving me, because it was a big beer thing, mm-hmm. so I didn't want to drive and yada, yada, yada. And so he gave me a ride home, okay? Because I didn't take my car there. And I go, so what do you do with the dog, like when you're off, whatever? And he goes, turn slowly to the left.
Uh-huh.
And that dog
was right there.
Was
in your
right
face.
There in my face. Yep. Still thinking of me as being whatever.
Oh yeah.
He was like right there. That was. You want to talk about get like chills down your spine?
If
you get into a situation where there's a police dog, don't fight it.
No.
No.
No. Just
they're
say
amazing.
Yes.
They will go through a wall. Those dogs
are
unbelievable.
They want
and
to the, work for their
they
handler.
Do. Yeah. And the handler takes them home. There's quite a relationship.
Well, that's
what
I mean.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Like, I kind of get that a little bit. And that's
could
why
Milton would be a police dog?
No. But are they all German Shepherds?
No. So they are mostly Belgian Malinois now, and some of them are mixed
they're
together.
They're not as big as you would think.
No, and they are slick. So but Maddie is a tiny little, 70 pounds of, I'm going to take you. It's all muscle.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. Milton would be about the size of them.
So, and at this event, I do want to share, and they do know how to turn it on and turn it off. So the officers will be there with their partners, and you will be able to engage with them in a very warm and fuzzy way versus
in a positive way versus you being on the other end. I played high school football, a couple of years in college football, whatever. Been in some altercations, I'll be honest. And I've never been hit harder than that dog hit me that night.
It was a lot of force coming at you. It was incredible. Yeah. So.
And the other thing about these dogs, they don't have a fear, but just their barking can get the person out.
Oh, 100%.
Because people, not everybody loves dogs, and they hear that barking. I mean, you don't have to even send the dog in. And
right.
And people are like, okay.
And there's also, sometimes there are language barriers in situations.
Well, they talk German to them, right?
They do talk German to the actual dogs, but when they're in situations with the bad guy, sometimes the bad guy might not have that language.
Why do they do that? Why do they speak German?
You really want the bad guy to say stop?
Well, no, that's what I mean. Is it
because when typically when a dog is being deployed, it's very chaotic and there are a lot of voices. So if someone's yelling, no, stop, and all of those things, you want the handler to be able to very clearly communicate with that dog, and that dog knows what it's doing. So, and they actually train like that. So when they're deploying the dog, they'll have that chaos happening and they'll make them run over vehicles and anything to keep these dogs safe. And we at the Bark and Blue want to enforce that and help give them the money and the resources to protect them.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more about that. So this event that's coming up Thursday, and you're going to be selling, or is it the drinks or bottles or both?
So you can purchase drinks made with the vodka and the rum, and you also can buy the bottles of vodka and rum to take. Great stocking stuffers.
It is, right?
Yeah, it really is. And then the plush will be available as well. And then proceeds from the vodka and the rum will go to the Bark and Blue Foundation.
So tell me what the foundation does with the money again.
Sure. So we serve all of the canine units in Brown and Outagamie County. So the goal of the Bark and Blue Foundation and the heart of what we do is to make sure that the dog always comes home safely with the officer. So giving them the tools and the resources that they need. Not that any of the departments are not funded correctly, but they're dogs, and anyone with a dog knows they can be.
I can tell you what was an emotional thing one night. I host the Respect for Law Enforcement banquet every year. And the one year, the law enforcement person, or whatever you want to call it, of the year, was that dog that got stabbed.
Yeah, Pyro.
Pyro.
Mm-hmm. We had, and it still brings me to my knees.
I've never
when
seen
I think
a dog get
situation.
A standing ovation before because they honored him.
Yeah.
Or her?
Him.
Him.
Yep. Pyro. And still, Pyro will be there on Thursday night.
That was really something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we went to see him down in Appleton or wherever he was getting recovery in. It was unbelievable, the care. I mean, and rightfully so. But
and we
it was
helped
amazing.
With those expenses with that.
And there were a lot.
Yeah. But that even in like, that room that night, Jim, I mean, you got some really bad-assed guys in that room, hardcore guys you would never want to miss, and they were like in tears.
They love that dog. Yeah. And that, I will tell you, with the Bark and Blue Foundation, we also gave Scott Salzman as his handler a first aid kit that's made specifically for dogs, and that was the first line of defense in that incident that helped to save. It had the packing materials needed to keep the dog in its first step.
That's
so
awesome.
That's what we do.
That's
and we'll
awesome.
Have live music. We'll have some food from Margaritas there. So it really will just be a fun night. Grab your friends and get together for the holidays.
That all right, we're going to send her a quick break.
Oh.
Back with more with you.
I hope so.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Give me send us to a break in your radio voice back
You're
in the day.
You're listening to 97.9 FM WGBW.
Oh, nice.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
He's always looking out for
Todd
us.
Todd is the best. Welcome back. Heather Heil here talking about the Bark and Blue event. And again, Heather, tell people what you do in your other job.
In my free time, I run a police canine foundation called the Bark and Blue Foundation.
Which is awesome.
Where we raise money and awareness for police canines to bring them home safely with their families at the end of the day.
And your other job is?
I work at the Children's Museum of Green Bay. I'm the business development director there. We have a capital campaign going on. And if you are interested in supporting that, you can contact me and I'd love to talk.
God bless you. But every morning when Jim walks in,
we're getting there. We're getting there.
What's going on? My capital campaign.
Who do you ask money for today? Yeah. How much money did you make today? Go.
Yeah. Close it off by the end of the year. So it's this
Get
month.
It.
But
yeah.
it's been, the community's great. I mean, right? It's
this
great
community,
with Bark and Blue. Yeah. It's great with Children's Museum.
Yes.
It's great with a lot of things. We've had people on here from the Golden House, from
So, anyway, Jim and I were talking again this morning about something.
Okay.
So, Jim is a big advocate. He wants to back me in doing a military museum.
Yes. And we talked about this before.
I know, but we want to have it right next to your place.
That would be fantastic.
Right? So we just, and you lease that land.
We lease the land that we're on right now. So there's another building next to us. We're taking that down and building on.
But you have a lot of influence as to what goes next to you.
We do. We all of that out there. Jim, there's a lot of development that is looking on the horizon out there. We are, again, that catalyst, too.
We got to move on this.
There's a lot of land out there. That is an opportunity to really develop that into something. And to have
I want to do this.
Yep.
You have to have a museum area, and then you get in the...
Want your significant other to be a part of it.
You do?
Yes.
I would have to talk to him about that.
Talk to him about that.
Commit him to something, but...
And then I think the other museum that...
Because he doesn't have anything else going on.
Yeah, right.
The other museum that we want is a Music Hall of Fame, Wisconsin.
Jim's going to run the Music Hall of Fame.
But mine might not be
there. I'm
going to
do the military museum.
Mine might not be there.
Make it a cultural destination.
I know.
Come on out. You can bring the family.
I will go in with you. They can buy those hopper passes where they can buy, go all three museums for one price.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on the Zip and Pip?
I have multiple times. Yes. Yeah, a lot of times, actually,
person that hasn't been on that.
I think he is. I do.
John, come on now.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not great with heights.
When we'll have donors come to the museum, I'll take them over.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you on something.
Yeah.
I talk tough, but I'm kind of a wuss in some ways.
You are not, really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I know.
Okay, we got to get you out there.
I know. Todd?
Heather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I just... What?
What's up?
Did you know I'm a wuss?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But we work with you three hours a day.
Not at 9 o'clock in the morning in a quick trip parking lot.
No,
you're
that
not.
Is tough.
You know.
Yeah, I saw that on the social media.
I almost got stabbed.
John, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Well, did you hear he was out for breakfast. He went to
The fourth place I went for a breakfast
McDonald's,
burger.
Burger King.
And... He's getting frustrated.
Things happen.
Ran into a guy. So anyway.
How do you like standing in line, holding your stuff, and somebody's on the phone talking about what lottery ticket they should buy?
Are they on speakerphone? They're on. Okay, that's a difference for me.
Using
that's a deal
foul
breaker.
Language. And I got my Sunday morning thing with a Michelob Ultra.
And yes, nothing says Sunday morning like Michelob Ultra.
And it dropped and rolled across the thing. Had
Oh boy!
Yeah. What, Jim?
It's all that guy's fault. So okay. But anyway, Heather, I this is great.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
So can Jim and I both build our things next to you guys?
I would love that.
Yeah, I'm not going to, but that's great.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put yours?
I think I want the music to. I'm going to talk to. I'd like to put it out next to Epic. There's some land out there.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be cool. Then I could kind of, I don't know. I got a couple ideas.
No, that Epic Event Center is
awesome.
I love it. They have an event coming up that I am all about. It is it's a Rockstar tribute. So the movie Rockstar, if you have not seen this movie, this film, it is unbelievable. And they're bringing in the musicians that composed the music for that and playing with the movie and doing a question and answer session.
Was that with Jennifer Aniston?
Cool.
Oh, yes. Gosh, it was so good.
She looks so hot in that movie.
So about this movie. That movie was so great.
Yeah, it's nice
what?
To have
Todd,
that.
Todd, why are you looking at me like that?
She looks so hot in that movie.
She is smoking hot in that movie. Yes.
Wow.
726.
I'm sorry,
but Heather can say that and not,
sound creepy.
Yeah.
She looked great in that movie. It's just a really, really great film. So that's, fun stuff going on there.
Well,
that's a good
place. Difference. You said she looks great, but before that you said she's smoking hot.
She is smoking hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is 100% smoking hot.
She's on my list.
I will I will build up another woman and give that credit where credit is
Shirley
due
Partridge.
All day long.
Carol Brady, Shirley Partridge, and Jennifer Aniston.
Nice.
Wow, there's a list.
Right.
That's my list.
One of these. So I have this Bark and Blue. You're raising money. And I think what's great about this event is that it's more than just the community. I mean,
serving. Yep, and hopefully growing. So the only rule we have is that they help
us
in our fundraising efforts.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Are canines, so obviously if a guy gets an altercation, the canines, are they also the drug dogs?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Most of them are dual purpose. So that means they have two different functions that they can do. So they have the apprehension and then they also have the sniffing abilities.
Okay.
And sniffing's not just drugs. It can be children. It can article clothing. It can be bombs. It can be all of these
things. Their noses are 10,000 times better than ours. Think about that.
Yep.
How detailed they can get. And you know, those Packer games when the cheerleaders of the band comes, like Madison, I don't know how many people they bring. It was 200-300 people to march. And they just lay all their instruments down. Those dogs just walk by. And if they
it takes them nothing
to search that. Whereas a human, you have to open it up, look through it, and see where the weed's stashed.
They
and all search that.
Those the dogs. Band?
Well, they.
Oh, they search everyone.
Oh,
and
wow.
the smelling of that. And actually, there are
the mayor?
A couple dogs from our area that go and work those badger
games
as well.
Yeah. You know what they want? Okay, so after I did that one thing for the police department with the, you know, where the dog attacked me, they wanted me to do a thing where they wanted me to like hide in a closet and they're in this house and they're going to let the dog loose. I'm like, no. I won't do it.
You gotta
they're
draw
like,
a
oh,
line
you're going to be fine. He's not going to. No, that scared me so much. But they said they would put me in a closet, upstairs of a closet, and that dog would find me.
And it's all by scent.
It is, 100%.
And he would be up those stairs barking at that closet door in seconds.
When they go into working mode, it's on. We need to support them, and we want you to support
We're coming.
Us on
Paradise
Thursday
North.
Night.
Paradise North Distillery, where we're coming there. That's on 101 Bay Beach Road and Rum and Vodka Launch Party. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, supporting the Park and Blue. Absolutely. I'll stay as long as you want this for me.
We got John Miller, NBC 26 coming up. And Frank Hermans and Kerry Josephson. A lot of stuff. Stay with us.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
BW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear the case of Wisconsin parents who want to challenge a school district in Eau Claire's guidance for supporting transgender students. The parents argued the school district's policy violated constitutional protections for parental rights and religious freedom. The Supreme Court let the appellate court's ruling dismissing the case stand. The lower court said the policy hasn't directly impacted the parents nor their children, so the suit has no standing. The Trump White House isn't getting help from the Badger State when it comes to one big issue. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Governor Evers says he will not send National Guard troops to help with the deportations. During a press conference in Madison, Evers expressed his opposition to President-elect Trump's immigration plans. He assured reporters that the Wisconsin National Guard would not be involved in any deportation efforts. Instead, Evers emphasized the need for Congress to address immigration reform.
The body of a 65-year-old man was recovered from the Kewaunee River yesterday. Kewaunee County Sheriffs received a call just before 5:30 a.m. that a man had gone ice fishing Sunday but had not returned. Officials found his vehicle and equipment near the river and recovered his body late Monday morning. Officials remind anglers that the ice is very unpredictable right now, and no ice is safe ice. Meanwhile, in Suamico yesterday afternoon, emergency crews responded to an ice rescue at Bayside Road. The man walked onto the ice to fish, but broke through. When crews arrived, they did hear him calling for help, but by the time they reached the man, he was unresponsive. Life-saving measures were used, and the man was taken to the hospital, where his condition is currently unknown. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime,
take Mino and the mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the mayor here and Heather Heil. Joining us.
Hello, darling.
There you go.
Do I have my man John on the phone? We're getting John on the phone. John Miller from NBC 26, who he Jim challenged him to an arm wrestling contest.
How did that go?
Well, we're going to still do it.
Oh, you're doing this?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Okay.
Because they work out together. They're workout partners.
Well,
we work out in the same gym. That's about as partner as we get.
But John, I understand, is like combine level working out.
Beyond belief.
Yeah. So
beyond belief. Beyond belief. Yeah.
He feels like if he's missing something, if he misses his workout, I don't feel like that at all. But you know these. Yeah. What's that called? Is that called?
Yeah. Hey, John, are you there?
They're 100%.
We're talking about your workout partner, Jim Schmidt.
I can't keep up with him. You should see what he does.
Oh, right, right. Walking around, talking to people, shaking hands.
Are you that guy? Yes. In the gym?
Yes.
I work a little bit. I'm with a trainer, but John, you are so focused when you're in there, man. You are. That's your thing.
Yeah, I kind of just got to put on some death metal and grind away.
Now, John, if you miss a workout, like, what does that do to your psyche?
It kind of ruins it.
Yeah.
I have to work out every day at work.
Do you feel you're addicted to it?
No, just it's a habit. It keeps me clear-headed.
Well, it's for your mental health.
He's not addicted. It's a habit.
Yeah.
Can't break.
A habit. Yes. Yeah. Okay, somebody told me, I don't know if it was Ted or Ryan or who told me there, like if you have to come in early to do an early story, you'll go and work out at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Is that right?
What did you say, John? Sorry, just cut out.
Like if you have to go in for an early story, you will go and work out at like 5 in the morning. Is that correct?
Oh, yep, I'll be in there if you have an early story. Unless the story is before 5 because the gym opens at 5.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? It's so important for mental health, too. Time. Like, for me, like, working out is just so I can get my head right for the day. And I feel that John might be in that boat as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's the perfect way to do it.
Yeah.
Coffee works for me.
Diet Coke. Diet Coke
works for Johnny.
Hey, so I was trying to tell the story because obviously Heather's significant other works for the Packers and goes to the combine and everything. Now, the combine test is 225 pounds. How many times you can do that?
Is that for bench pressing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Most I've ever done it is. Oh, you guys are guessing?
No. How many times can you bench 225?
The most I've ever done it, and I used to do it at the end of a workout, is 37.
Oh, my stars.
Yeah. At the end of
John,
the workout.
37. Yeah. 225 pounds.
Man. I got to see your guns.
They're unbelievable.
Woo!
They're mind-boggling. Okay. But, okay, so what would be, like, the top at the combine? Like, let's say a linebacker, number one draft pick linebacker, what would he do?
Like, there's guys usually who don't, like, who are at the bottom of the draft. He'll have some big ones. There will be guys that are in the 40s, a couple of them. Most, I'd say, are in the low 20s.
So you would be, like, one of the top-ranked guys at the combine for the bench?
Just bench, nothing else.
Wow.
John, how long have you been doing this for? How old are you? I got to know all of these things.
He's young.
I've been working out for 14 years now.
Okay.
Seriously.
Was that before you went into the Marines? John was in the Marines in Afghanistan.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Yep.
Yes. It was like right when I started, right when I got in the Marines, one of my best friends in the Marines was a bodybuilder, and he took me under his wing because I was a weak. I was very weak.
I can't picture that.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
I just we didn't.
Oh, sorry, we're losing you.
Where are you? Are you like underwater someplace?
Really. Why does it sound like I'm underwater?
Yeah, we didn't get that last part. What were you saying, please?
How much are you donating?
Oh, how much did I donate? I had a friend who was in the Rangers, a bodybuilder.
Mark and Blue, I just thought I'd help. Yes. Trying to help Heather.
Well, John, the main reason we wanted you on, I know we talked to you a little bit when you were driving back from Detroit the other night. Just recapture that whole thing. And did you by any chance see the altercation with the coach and that fan?
I did not see the altercation, but man, it was a. It just from that game, summing it up basically is the Packers made too many mistakes early. You know, I think they put themselves in a hole. They didn't score on their first three drives. They let the fans right into it, and then they really couldn't. They recovered, but if they would have had a hotter start, I think they would have won.
They say that atmosphere that night, though, and this is from Detroit people that I read about. They said they've never seen a more electric crowd for a Lions game than that game.
Oh, that game was nuts. I mean, once they scored that first touchdown, it was insane. I mean, we had talked about it on Friday. I mean, Tucker Kraft and the team all week said they wanted to take the fans out of it. after they scored that first touchdown, that place was shaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's yeah, don't you feel a little bit good for Detroit? I mean, look, I wish we would have beat them, but man, it's so nice to see a team like a city like that that's lost, I mean, come on, half their population, and you know, they're just rebuilding, and to rebuild the team along with that. And then the owner to be like 90, how old is she, 92, 93? I mean, that's pretty awesome. That.
Absolutely not, Jim. Challenge. Yeah, they played dirty, and they needed to get their butts
Heather,
beat.
Heather, thank you.
Get,
I didn't want
move
to be
over.
I didn't want to be that guy, but thank you, Heather.
I know.
My favorite teams have a lot to do with the city, I just... Like, I love Kansas City, but I do, I'm a Mahomes
dirty.
Fan.
You
I
like know, those
I,
dirty
I
teams.
Hate the
they
Chiefs.
They play
I love
so
the
dirty. Like, in
the,
yeah, dirty
the
football
Chiefs.
Teams. Dirty, dirty.
And I hate the Lions.
Okay,
I mean, we talked
that's
before.
A, that's a
I
strong
mean,
word.
It'd be,
but.
It, well, whatever. But I mean, like, okay, the Bears. I kind of like the Bears. I like the old school rivalry with the Bears
he
type
like,
of thing.
We,
you know what I mean?
John likes the Bears because we beat them all the time. It's easy
but
to
the Lions, there's nothing redeeming about the Lions.
Oh, I don't know. Come back.
John.
Good coach.
John, step in.
Yes. Oh, well, I think it's nice to have a new rivalry. I mean, it's nice to see the Lions actually be a good team. I mean, the NFC North now is an absolute bloodbath. So if the Bears get a good head coach, I mean, this is going to be even worse of a bloodbath next year. So it's exciting to have good teams in the NFC North and people respect the conference or the division.
Yeah, and when you think about it, the Packers' record right now, we are 9-3. We're 9-3. That is a great record.
And
yet
place.
We're in third place. Yeah. That is insane.
That's unbelievable. The best record ever to be in third place.
Yeah.
So do you think Belichick's going to take his 24-year-old girlfriend?
24. And John, did you see his girlfriend?
He's only 72.
Is she going to enroll at North Carolina?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why in the world would he go there? Yeah, that is the dumbest thing. North Carolina has no legacy
right.
of being
and
a,
he
it's
is
not like
a
Alabama.
Legacy coach, right?
Yeah.
He's a legacy
but
coach.
But he does what he wants. We know this about Bill Belichick. It's kind of like, and there's like rules in the NFL that are Bill Belichick rules. You just, I'm going to do my thing.
Okay, let's be, can I be honest?
Yeah.
Can we be honest here?
Okay, you're in a circle of trust. Yes.
Kind of okay, 72-24. Okie, yes or no?
Okie, what does that mean?
Kind of
creepy.
Yeah, creepy.
Yeah.
Yes or no, Heather?
Love is
a little.
It is a little.
That's
I just
that's
look at the levels
crazy.
And maybe I don't know. Maybe they really get along and have fun together.
John,
yeah.
John
he starts
jump in here.
Talking about any games.
I just can't imagine that he's gonna sit on the couch and recruit high school players. I can't see it happening.
No. I can't either.
And I can't imagine him sitting around every game he recalls. I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
You gotta get people on your same level a little bit.
But I think he'd be perfect for the Bears.
Oh, So do I. Johnny and I talked about that before we went on the air this morning. And if I were the Bears, the McCaskies,
I would offer him.
I'd pay a lot of money. Yeah. I'd pay a lot. Because
bring him in.
It's, yep.
I kind of like that idea.
That would
be great.
I would not.
Well, no.
You would not
would be,
like that?
No, it would be great, though, for our division.
I think we've got a strong Caleb of Williams with a young offensive mind, and that'll help set him up for success.
You don't think Belichick would be a good fit there?
No, I think the game's kind of passed him by a little bit.
Really?
Oh, John.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, he's a great defensive coach, but he wants to have full control. The Bears aren't going to give him full control.
I don't know about that. I think that GM is on very thin ice. I think they shoot him, and they bring in Belichick. And look, the Bears won with defense.
Did you say they shoot him?
Well, whatever. They send him out to pasture.
Can we run a disclaimer on that?
I didn't mean it like that.
He didn't mean it like that. Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
Anyway, I don't know.
John, let me ask you this. So obviously, the Lions, I mean, right now, they're considered the top team in the NFC, Kansas City, or maybe Philadelphia, although they can't throw the football. But where do you see this Packers team right now, John?
I mean, right after Detroit, I think they're one of the best teams in the NFC. I think any given Sunday, they can beat any team in the league. I think they're really close to being one of the top teams if they could just clean up the mistakes. This is a really good football team, really good quarterback, really good running back. Halfley's brought some life into that defense. I know it didn't look like it on Thursday, but he's really impressive, and he's going to be a head coach in the NFL someday. So I think if this team puts it all together, they're going to be dangerous like last year in the playoffs. I don't think anybody wants to play them.
I mean, do you think the Packers could go to the Super Bowl?
They absolutely could, yes.
This is a Super Bowl team. I would agree with that.
Good. We picked them. Yep. A long time ago, we bought a ticket at Oneida for the Packers to go to the Super Bowl. And what were the odds? I got to find that. Tickets are on there somewhere. Yeah. It was like a $10 bet that we could win a couple grand.
Yeah.
It was that long of a shot. And that was when Love was hurt. Mm-hmm. That's when we bought it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Willis is fantastic. We've got a great, like, second there. I mean, they just got to stop with the flags and pay attention and just, like, practice.
I watch the Vikings play every game when they're on. I'll take Jacobs, and I hate to say this because I loved Aaron Jones. Mm-hmm. I'll take Josh Jacobs over Aaron Jones.
Man, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, where did he come from? Man. He is fantastic.
John, what do you think?
Yeah, I love John. I mean, I loved Aaron Jones. I think he's one of the best backs in Packers history. But Jacobs is that bell cow bass that I think LaFleur and Goody have been looking for. And they can just ride him. They don't have to worry about giving him the ball if he's going to be hurt or anything. I mean, and he makes something out of nothing all the time. It's been fun to watch.
And you know what else, John? I think people displace their feelings because Aaron Jones was so like instrumental community-wise.
Yeah.
So if there are any players listening right now, if you want to be a true hero, get your butt involved in a community organization here.
Absolutely.
Take care of your community and they will take care of you.
He was the best. I got a text here. Williams says the Bears need Deion Sanders as their new coach.
Oh,
John,
boy.
We got to send her a quick break. I want to talk on that because all of a sudden his name is popping up a bunch. You got time, John?
I do. I'm just out in the backyard playing catch with my dog.
I have no idea what you just said.
He's in
John
there,
Miller, NBC 26. Go up on your roof or something. Or right, I'm going to kick your butt. I'm serious, John. I don't care if you can bench press 37 times 225 pounds. Jim will do it too, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Two of us.
Hang in there.
We'll bring Heather with us.
And Heather. Becker.
I'm in.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, don't forget, you got until 8 o'clock to text in for your chance to be a part of the grown-up gift list with this statewide contest, 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. This hour's word is red, R-E-D, red. Again, you've got till 8 o'clock to text that in. Download the Civic Media app, find WGBW or WISS, use the text button to text in red. You got a shot to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista this hour, and also you're up for the grand prize. There's 8 of them, and you can find all of the prizes listed at civicmedia.us. That word before 8 o'clock is red. Get it texted in.
There you
go.
John
and Jim and Heather Heil.
John, Jim, and John Miller from NBC 26 joining us. John, I got to ask you another question. We're talking about that, about, you know, the vacancies now and everything. And somebody, William here, texted us about, you know, Deion Sanders. How do you see him as being a viable candidate for the NFL?
No, I don't know. That's a really tough one. I mean, I can't see it. I just can't see it happening. I mean, it sounds like if it would be, it'd be a package deal with his son, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Stranger things have happened, though, John. I mean,
but I don't know, with the NFL, the draft has so much to do. I mean, he with college, he kind of, you know, come on over. He can't do
that. Well, no, but I will say this, though. I mean, two of the best college football players in the country are under his tutelage right now. Wouldn't you say that, John?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, two of at least two first-round picks for sure, maybe the number one overall pick, and then wherever his son goes.
I mean, it's pretty incredible what he's got there. I mean, I thought he was going to be a bust. I thought he was a joke. I thought whatever.
You didn't really like him when he started.
I hated him, but I got to give him credit.
I know.
He's put it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, NIL definitely helped that. I mean, they can go out and pay whoever they want.
Hey, what do you think about that rich guy that's looking at buying college teams? You know, I really think he's onto something. So what he'll do, did you read that?
No.
I haven't read this.
You have or have not?
Yeah, what is this?
No,
he has not.
Okay, It's some billionaire. And he wants to buy a college team. And I think that makes sense. So they get the money, $750 million, $700, $200 million, whatever it's going to be, to buy the team. Then he would run the business side of that team, the revenue. And
I could see that happening.
Well, and the school, Johnny, would get the money to build the building they've been wanting. Or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
sure. I mean, it's gotten crazy. There's no rules anymore.
So,
no.
I'll find it, the article. But it was, and I thought, now that's interesting.
I mean, I could see like an Elon Musk doing something like that.
Here's the thing, you guys. Well, we have to limit how many teams you own.
College
football, the money is stupid. Yeah, it's in basketball. It's in all of those things. And someone somewhere has to say, stop.
Yeah. Well, I still think it's funny when Mac Brown got fired at North Carolina, which now Belichick is looking at whatever. But it's like, oh, that poor guy, you know, 73 years old. He'll never get another job. But he's going to make $5 million a year for the next 3 years. $5 million for doing nothing.
Right. Right. And I mean, it's happening on all of the levels where they are firing coaches and then paying them out.
Right.
Like $13 million to not have them.
Unbelievable.
This collegiate money needs,
Todd,
someone needs to look
Todd,
at that.
Todd, how much will Civic Media pay me to not work?
I think we're already doing that.
Yeah, yeah, we're there. There. Right, we're there. So. We're there. But there's so much money, and you know, money attracts investors. And this guy had a pretty good concept. As I read that, I thought that makes a lot of sense. You buy USC or something. Just the football program. He buys that, but you'd have to make sure they're not buying too much that you have a monopoly.
I don't, like I said before, though, it's the Wild West. There are no rules anymore. Nobody even knows what the rules are.
They don't.
In sports. Wouldn't you agree, John? Nobody knows what's going on in college sports.
No, it's absolutely, the NCAA has ruined college sports, I think, a little bit. See? They need to get a handle on it. I mean, when you have Texas lining up Lamborghinis outside the college to recruit.
Yeah, but what you say nobody knows what's going on. The only thing we know is that money's driving this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, absolutely.
There's some finger pointing that could go on with the greed, but it's going to be interesting because I think he's one of those guys that, like Jeff Bezos, right? He's like, he saw this system and he's like, I got to find something that fits into this system. I think I'll do books. But like, it wasn't like he invented, you know, there's this system out there of college sports, which is great revenue. And this guy's got some money. He's like, I think I want to buy one of these teams.
But you know what? It's ego driven. Ego-driven.
I agree with you wholeheartedly if that was the case, but I feel that we are also having students that we would want to move up to the NBA or the NFL and to move into those things, and they're putting the small UWGBs out of play.
No question.
But we have to look at, they're not. Why would they leave college? They would keep going because they're going to, the entry level
the
salaries
GBs of
to
the
go
world
on.
Can't
no,
compete
they,
anymore.
No, they can't.
And because
you're
if you're a great player at UWGB,
you're going to go where
you're going.
Paid.
Boom. Somebody's going to give you, I'm going to give you $1 million and you're 19 years old.
And loyalty is gone.
Oh,
gone.
Right. Gone.
John, I know we got you on for football, but tell me what you think about this whole UWGB basketball, Roy, sitting them down.
Well, it sounds like he missed shoot around, so they just sat him down. So that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you got to show up to shoot around. So, I mean, hopefully this team can get back on track. I mean, they got the I-43 rivalry tomorrow, so that'll be a good test for them against the team that was preseason number one in the Horizon League with UW Milwaukee.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to pound my chest here. Oh. My alma mater,
757,
Arizona State University, was picked last in their conference at the start of the season, are now in the final 12 for the national championship. How awesome is that?
Congratulations.
Who doesn't know that?
Thank you.
NIL, anything can happen any year.
I'll tell you what, I've been sending huge alumni donation checks for a lot of years.
Huge.
Huge. Yeah. And it's finally paying off.
That's funny.
You know what's funny? I still get letters from them asking for
this. Of course you do.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody's better at tracing you down than, I mean, we don't need the FBI.
Yeah. Like,
we need
I got nothing better to spend money on than my alma mater? Are you kidding me?
Who's sitting on his endowment of.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
hey, John Miller, NBC 26. You do great work, my friend. And we appreciate you having you on.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. Hey. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, John.
You too, John.
Back after this.
Yeah.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.